Brenda, Brenda Mathis, Mathis. Today is 3/11/26. Date of birth is 5/7/56. This is a 69-year-old woman, black woman, originally from San Antonio, Texas. She's been here in Houston since 1977. She was a provider most of her life. She's single. She has two children, two boys. She has an extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past. She doesn't drink alcohol, period. She's had multiple hospitalizations for exacerbation of COPD, last one being January of this year, period. She's been evaluated now for end-of-life hospice care at home. Patient is short of breath at all times. She's somewhat obese. She has difficulty with ambulation. She's in pain all the time. She tells me that she's short of breath. When she takes one or two steps, she becomes so short of breath that she has to stop, period. Her family history is consistent with mom died of old age, peripheral vascular disease, dad died a long time ago. She doesn't know exactly what he died of, period. Allergy, none. Medication includes Spiriva, one puff twice a day, Symbicort, two puffs twice a day, albuterol at least six or seven times a day. As a rescue inhaler, she does not use oxygen. Her Plavix is at 75 milligram a day. Metoprolol ER, 25 milligram a day. Losartan, 100 milligram a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram a day. And Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, period. At the time of evaluation, she was found to be quite short of breath. Walking from her couch to the kitchen to get her medication caused her to be excessively short of breath. Her O2 sat originally was 93, and room air dropped down to 88. With taking two steps, period. Vaccination, she has had, she doesn't believe in vaccination, has not had any vaccination. Surgery, she's had two surgery, appendectomy 30 years ago, and some kind of vascular surgery on her legs. She has a provider, she lives with her son and his wife, period. She has symptoms of edema of the lower extremity, chronic pain in both hips and knees, shortness of breath at all times, at rest, and especially with activity. History of nausea, which is resolved at this time. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure or convulsion reported, period. She also has had a weight loss of 12 pounds in the past 3 to 4 weeks, period. On exam, again, oxygen saturation is down to 88, 89% with activity. Blood pressure was 130 over 88. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 24. Past medical problems also put history of congestive heart failure, COPD, severe, and hypertension, along with hyperlipidemia. And then come back to exam. Heart positive, swan positive, two tachycardic lungs, ronchi and rouse in both bases. Tachypneic, abdomen soft, slightly bloated because of the amount of breathing that she's doing. Lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. Patient neurologically is intact, and she has skin turgor shows to be slightly dry. Oral mucosa is without any lesions. Assessment, 69-year-old woman with extensive history of COPD, tobacco abuse, hypoxemia with activity, shortness of breath at rest and with activity, period. Because of her shortness of breath, she does wear adult diapers. She's ADL dependent. She requires help of provider to be able to live with her son and his wife, period. Her blood pressure appears to be controlled with the current dose of medication, period. She's in need of oxygen and a nebulizer machine at this time, period. She has a history of peripheral vascular disease and hyperlipidemia. She's currently on Plavix, has had a vascular surgery in her lower extremity on the right side because of severe PVD, period. Her edema is related to core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension related to her end-stage COPD, period. Her pain issues and anxiety related to her hip pain, knee pain, and obesity, period. She's had weight loss despite eating, but her appetite has been diminished because she's short of breath at all times, she states, period. She meets the criteria with core pulmonary, pulmonary hypertension, tachycardia, and tachypnea for hospice and palliative care at home, period. She prefers no more hospitalization and to be cared for at home. Patient is also in need of a walker. She's using a friend's walker, even though her mobility is diminished and she's walking less and less because of her increased shortness of breath. She's had both functional and and cognitive decline in the past 4 to 6 weeks. Period. Thank you.